The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. P-O-L-B is ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Good to be back on, Justin. Good to be back on.
Yeah, and I'm just reading here, a consortium led by yourself there have been awarded €2.3 million in non-dilutive grant funding. And tell us more about that, if you could, Jeremy.
Yeah, delighted with this award of non-dilutive grant funding from the Irish government, the Disruptive Technologies Innovation Fund. So we pulled together a consortium, Oncovac, we call it, which is a combination of collaborators with University College Dublin, Trinity College Dublin, and Anna Biotechnologies, and of course Poolbeg to lead the effort. So, you know, this funding will progress our oral vaccine platform, and the goal is to take programs forward to be phase one ready, to be clinical ready, so get that proof of concept before moving it into the clinic. So delighted to get this funding, and as I say, to move the program forward. And of course, this is a platform, so there's multiple opportunities here with regard to developing vaccines for a range of pathogens, bacterial infections to begin with, but a potential to go broader. So very excited to receive this grant funding.
Yeah, well, tell us more about the consortium. Oncovac, it's called, is it? Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Well, tell us more about that.
Yeah, so happy to do that. Yeah, so it's as I say, a combination of three different groups along with Poolbeg. Earlier this year, we licensed AnaBio's micro and nano encapsulation technology. And what that does, it kind of protects, let's say, your vaccine components so that you can actually take it orally, and protects it from the stomach acids and enzymes, etc., to get it into the gut and then activate the immune system. So we've added into this collaboration Siobhan McLean at University College Dublin, who again we have a collaboration with around our melioidosis vaccine, and she's got other bacterial antigens of interest. And along with that, then we've Professor Ed Lavelle at Trinity College Dublin, who's an expert in adjuvants and essentially how the immune system is stimulated. So we've pulled these together, as I say, looking to develop an oral vaccine platform, and fantastic partners. And as I say, just delighted to get the Irish government recognise the potential for this collaboration and the technologies combined, and awarded this $2.3 million to drive the program forward.
Yeah, and we've gone through it recently, the COVID injections and all that, vaccines, and most people associate that with the dreaded needle, and that's people are scared of needles, so that may present some resistance there. But this is about oral vaccines. So how transformative is oral vaccines? How much can they change this landscape here?
Yeah, I mean, you're dead right. I mean, there's challenges with these injectables, kind of distribution is one aspect. Some of them have to be in a cold chain in a freezer to get around. With an oral vaccine, potentially just being blister packs, just pills that you can ship around the world quite easily. But there's other scientific advantages as well, is that if you trigger mucosal immunity, and this is the site of infection, if you trigger the immune system to be ready and alert for an infection, it blocks an infection before it even starts. Whereas the injections in the arm are kind of, what they will do is kind of, they kind of blunt, you're already infected, and they blunt the response, like let's say they blunt the severity of the infection. So this is potentially kind of blocking the infection before it starts. And of course, there's other aspects as well around needle phobia. People are happy to take a pill, not necessarily an injection. So there's multiple benefits for this oral vaccine platform. Again, as I say, and happy that, Poolbeg, we have a very capital light model. So this is another wonderful example of our stated objective of getting non-dilutive funding to fund our programs, where we can extend our capital, extend our runway, and have the Irish government fund the programs that we bring forward.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, this is the first non-dilutive grant received by yourselves there. And is there more to come? Is this the first of many?
Well, we certainly hope so. I think there's still a very strong appetite between government bodies and non-government agencies to fund infectious disease programs. I think we've learned a lot of lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic. So yes, we've been looking stateside. There's a lot of funding over there for the likes of NIH and BARDA and DARPA. We've been looking to some of our programs funding over there as well as European agencies as well. So yeah, absolutely. It was a stated goal for Poolbeg that we would get non-dilutive funding to fund our programs on top of the IPO fundraise last year. So happy that this is our first, but hopefully many more to come.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, Jeremy, well, if someone's listening to this and liking the sound of the progress you're making, and in fact, just looking at the chart, it's very impressive. I can almost confidently say that the bottom has been hit and you've shot up almost double from where it was this time a month and a half ago, nearly 10 pence there. But for people, you know, liking the progress, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Absolutely happy to. So I think the key thing is that we're in the infectious disease space, which is still front and center right now. There's a lot of interest in the space. A lot of pharma companies are interested in building their infectious disease pipeline. And it's a stated objective for Poolbeg that we'll be a partner of choice with infectious disease programs and assets. So that's number one. Number two is executing on the strategy. Again, what we stated at IPO, we've hit all of our milestones with regard to timeline of our lead program, POLB001. And, for the purpose of this call, getting non-dilutive funding to move the programs forward. So we're executing, which is the key aspect. And, from a third standpoint, I have to comment on, the future of our programs. So we're excited the programs that we've brought in, 002 for respiratory viral infections, 003 for melioidosis. These are significant unmet medical needs. And we feel we've got great technologies to move forward and build our pipeline. Again, as I said before, partnering them with pharma. So, we're in an exciting place. Yes, we've gained a bit of share price momentum, and we just want to continue that as well.
Excellent stuff. Jeremy, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you too, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.